the macroeconomic effect, growth effect, that these changes will have on our economy.
Iran's supreme leader is rejecting President Trump's demand that Tehran halt uranium enrichment, part of a deal with the U.S. to lift economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Parts of the country's midsection, including portions of Missouri, have been pummeled by fierce storms. Storms bringing destructive winds along with flash flooding. Watching Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up about 32 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 33, and the S&P better by 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of The Mike Gallagher Show here. And when it comes to mortgages, I only trust the team that's helped me and my family more than once, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. These guys are friends, believers. They built a company on biblical values that actually puts you first. In today's economy, with everything costing more, you need a lender who can help you make smart, strategic moves when it comes to real estate. Need cash for home improvements? Thinking about a HELOC or a refi to consolidate debt? Well, Fellowship Home Loans can help you do it faster and for less. Why? Because they're a direct lender, not a broker. No middleman. No unnecessary fees. That means fewer hoops, less waiting, and real answers from real people who care. Whether you're buying, selling, refinancing, or just exploring your options, Fellowship Home Loans will tailor everything to your unique needs. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Master Deputy State Fire Marshal and Bomb Technician Bill Potts has been nominated as the Bomb Squad nominee for the 2024 Deputy State Fire Marshal of the Year Award. Officials say the nomination highlights his service, advanced technical skills, and leadership. When the Key Bridge collapsed last year, Potts responded within minutes after a call from the commander of the Maryland State Police dive team. Under Potts' direction, the dive team mobilized and arrived at the scene within an hour. Potts continued to lead the operation in the following days. Potts will join five other deputy state fire marshals next month at the Maryland State Firefighters Convention in Ocean City when the award will be presented. And a Baltimore judge places a temporary hold on lawsuits filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act due to an unprecedented influx of cases. More than 1,200 lawsuits have been filed since the law removed time limits for child sexual abuse victims to pursue legal action. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio is our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Colton Cowser's return last night for the Orioles certainly gives the lineup a boost, but Ryan O'Hearn's been doing it all year long.
Ryan O'Hearn.
That smashed up the middle for a base hit to drive in Rutschman. Henderson zipping around second, going to third on an RBI base hit from Ryan O'Hearn.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. O'Hearn raking for the Birds. A 19-game on-base streak, batting .406 in that span as the Orioles take down Seattle last night, 5-1 the final in the Great Northwest. Birds and Mariners tonight at 9:40 with Kate Povich taking the hill. Baltimore starting staff pitching to a 182 earned run average in their last nine games. Elsewhere in baseball, Arizona Diamondbacks ace and former Oriole Corbin Burnes has been put on the 15-day IL with right elbow inflammation, 2 days after leaving a start early against the Nats. Burnes seeking another opinion on the elbow after an MRI on Monday. NFL news, the Steelers reportedly sent a letter to fans who were upset at seeing players Mason Rudolph and Miles Killebrew, along with Super Bowl champion and Vietnam War vet Rocky Blyer, at a President Donald Trump event at the U.S. Steel plant in Pennsylvania. Here's Bleier making a presentation to the president.
I have the honor of making you an honorary Pittsburgh Steeler and would like to present to you your jersey as with the number 47 as the 47th president of the United States.
Steeler fans had bigger fish to fry. The last time the Steelers won a playoff game was before Lamar Jackson came to the league in 2016. Coming up in 30 minutes, the milkman returns and delivers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperatures definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 71 in Bel Air, 73 in Halethorpe, and 72 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. The first hour there, we were talking about the big, beautiful bill, the Doge cuts. Don't worry if you ever miss any of the show. You can go to WCBM.com. The show is archived there. Then also, we are on Apple Podcasts. We're on TuneIn. We're on all these other sites where you can just check out the show. It is archived on those sites just for you. Like I said before the break, we were talking about Doge and all that good stuff on Capitol Hill. William in the text line says, how about a bill that dictates all bills must be read and confirmed? Read before a vote. What the AF are we paying these lawmakers for? Fine print isn't required if it's never even read. Yeah, William, and if you missed it, Marjorie Taylor Greene did confess yesterday that she didn't read all of the big, beautiful bill. And unfortunately, you know, with bills that size, the members don't usually read them. You know what? I will say, from what I heard, and I don't know how true this is, but from what I've heard, that Rand Paul usually does read the bills. And I've also heard that, remember Congressman Trey Gowdy? I once heard that he reads the bills as well. But there aren't a ton of people that actually go through those bills. Usually a staffer goes through and they give them the cliff notes. And that's how they go about it. So I would say, honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whoever on her staff was tasked with reading, you know, so many pages of that bill and maybe in that section, she most likely is going to replace them with an intern over the summer. I'm sure she's livid. I'm sure she's not happy. Let's see. Chuck in the text line says, the bill stinks, but what Trump understands is that we need to win. They need to get the win on the tax cuts and such, or else the voters will not show up and vote in 2026, and they will lose the majorities. They need to grow the majorities and then fix this bill. Again, that's from Chuck. Chuck, I agree with you 100%. 100%. Speaking of percentages, I'm looking at WCBM.com right now. The poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple poll question. Is it a good idea to ban beach tents in Ocean City? So far, 78% of you said yes. 22% of you say no. Now, if you're wondering why this is a question of the day, Ocean City, Maryland has voted to ban certain tents and canopies on the beach. Now, I am not a beach person. Never have been a beach person, never will be a beach person. My mom always told this story. She's like, I will never forget. We took you guys to Puerto Rico. She was like, you were 2 years old. She said, I put you down in the sand and you screamed bloody murder, so much so where you wouldn't stop. She said, we were able to put you on a chair and we were able to stay at the beach for a little bit so your older brother could play in the water. She said, but we had to take you back because you just wouldn't stop crying. And I said, you know what? That's how I feel as an adult. There's nothing that I love about sand. I don't know about you guys, but sand, number one, I'm allergic. I think I told this story before. The dust on the sand, really, it really sets off my allergies, number one. Number two, it doesn't even feel good walking on it, right? Then when you leave the sand, what happens? Sand everywhere. Sand everywhere. And so I am not a fan of the sand. So I don't know a ton about these tents, so I had to look this up. Just so you know, CBS News has a story. Ocean City leaders voted Monday to limit the types of tents and canopies that can be used on the beach. And the measure prevents visitors from putting up any tents except for the baby tents. You know those cute little baby tents? They're so cute. Oh, I do love seeing those little baby pictures. If you have your baby, your adorable little baby, under a tent this summer, please post it on Facebook. We love those pictures. Some of us, we love babies. We just don't want any more. But you can still bring those tents, apparently, the baby tents. You cannot take in certain size canopies because, just so you know, it is hard for the lifeguards, apparently, to be able to see in the water. So that is the complaint here. There are some lifeguards that were saying, look, we're constantly trying to look around some of these big old tents. Apparently, people have been bringing, very large tents over 10 by 10 feet, which has made it very difficult, obviously, for anybody to see. And so the lifeguards are saying, look, we got to be able to view the swimmers and the sunbathers. The lifeguards also mentioned there are people that will fall asleep under those tents. And the rays, the sun rays, they still go through the tents. And it still can be very dangerous. I know people feel like they're in the shade. But, it's still a very dangerous situation. So sometimes the lifeguards will say sometimes they'll leave these tents on the beach and they'll go walking down the boardwalk or they'll go in the water. They'll do this and that. But they have to go in front of the tents and regularly check in front of them because they want to make sure somebody hasn't fallen asleep and has been laying in the sun for 7 hours, right? Even though they feel like they're in the shade. I know. It's a lot going on, apparently. But that's why it's the poll question of the day. And I know there are people that listen to the show over there on the Eastern Shore, so I would love to know your thoughts, too. Again, go to WCBM.com. Question, is it a good idea to ban beach tents in Ocean City? So far, 79% say yes. 21% of you say no. I would say, from a public health or even safety issue, it sounds like an issue. It does sound like an issue. Like I said, I've got no dog in the fight. You're not going to see me hanging out in the sand. I've gone on the sand and reluctantly, and that's only because of Olivia. When you have a kid, you do things that you don't normally do. But I hated every moment of it. Just so you know, that smile was forced. That was forced. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to dig for seashells and rocks. I didn't want to do any of those things. But here's Olivia. I just want to go. You're just like, fine, kid, let's go. Let's go. Speaking of kids and let's go, you know how many kids we should be taking down, not just to juvenile facilities. Some of these kids need to be behind actual bars in prison, okay? And I say this with this next story. There was a very sick and demented murder that happened, that occurred in Anne Arundel County. And this was last week, where police found a body in a burning vehicle in Davisonville. Now, I do have some audio here for you, but I want to talk about this in relation to what is going on with our young people and why on earth do they seemingly do not have any kind of care for human life or just other people. There is this mindset that I've seen with a lot of young people, not all, but a lot of young people today. I mean, some of the things that I hear now, I'm thinking this is like Jeffrey Dahmer level type stuff. Why are 18-year-olds involved in such a thing? Take a listen.
New details tonight about two teens charged with murder in Davidsonville. Police say the teens lit a vehicle on fire with the victim inside. Social media video shows footage potentially related to that attack. Good evening and thank you for joining us. I'm Vincent Hill. We've also obtained surveillance video showing that truck at a nearby gas station just moments before that fire. Tonight I'm looking into what charging documents reveal about the attack and a possible connection between the suspects and victim.
Surveillance video captures the minutes before police say 18-year-old Jonah Poole and 18-year-old Kylie Dacus murdered 67-year-old Edward Koza.
I spoke to him once when we went in the store. Very kind man.
According to the charging documents, the teens robbed, beat, and bound Koza inside his Davidsonville business. Investigators say Poole worked at Koza's business, Tropic Bay Water Gardens, for about 2 weekends, about a year ago. Police say the teens then drove Koza's truck to this BP gas station less than a mile away. Investigators believe Koza was inside. Look here. Dacus can be seen standing in the parking lot, talking to Poole in the victim's truck. Dacus then goes inside to pay for gas.
You gotta be careful of everyone.
Investigators say minutes later, a 911 call at Koza's business about a vehicle fire.
The caller reported it looked like someone threw something into the truck before it caught fire.
Pay close attention to the pattern of the shirt at the gas pump. It matches the shirt in this video posted to social media, which shows someone lighting a silver truck on fire.
I hope.
Investigators say Koza's burnt vehicle with his body inside were found in the parking lot of his business.
Oh my goodness.
Investigators say Poole's cell phone records show him at the business in the minutes before the fire and his phone leaving the area immediately after, while Anne Arundel County Police say they're working to authenticate the video.
That's insane. That's heartless.
Residents calling the crime itself unbelievable.
Yeah. Class of 2025.
Colleen was at what should have been the suspect's graduation.
I recognize the name of the gentleman, and I recognize the face of the young lady.
She recently learned her granddaughter's classmates are now accused of murder.
My daughter pulled up a picture of the gentleman that owns the place, and she said, this is the one that somebody set on fire. And I didn't know it was students until later.
Meanwhile, Poole and Dacus were denied bond during a court hearing on Monday and are awaiting their next court date.
Sad for them that they ruined their lives, but I think they deserve what they get, and hopefully they get the maximum.
And I agree with that woman there. Again, that was Vincent Hill with Fox 45 with the report. And this is a very sick story. Now, as you heard, these two teenagers, they're only 18 years old. Okay. Now their names are Jonah Poole, that is the young man's name, and then Kylie Dakes, that is the young lady's name. And there are many people commenting on this story. Obviously, it's made its post to all over Facebook and Instagram and what have you. And some of their schoolmates have actually commented on these posts. You know, I always look at the comments because that's where you get the details here. Some of these schoolmates are saying, I'm not surprised. I can't believe they just threw their lives away like this. I can't believe they're going to miss graduation and they did all of this for what? And that is one of the biggest questions here. You know, what was the motive? Was it just a robbery? And if it was just a robbery, why did they bound and gag, and condolences to Edward Koza's family, awful, absolutely awful. Why did they bound and gag him? Then they apparently took some kind of decorative rock or something. Because, again, this is a this is like an aquatic, I guess they said, like, they sell, like, the koi fish. You can get all the pond stuff and all these other things. So you can get the rocks there. You can get the fish. You can get the, you know, the fish food and all these other things. Tropic Bay is the name of it. But why on earth would they go and tie him up and to gag him? And if you heard the report there, before they got over to Mr. Koza, they went by the Bass Pro Shop in Anne Arundel County. I guess that's at Anne Arundel Mills Mall, right? Yeah, because they've had Santa Claus in there before. Anne Arundel Mills Mall. And so they get this stuff at the Pro Shop. And because they actually purchased this baseball cap and it was found in the vehicle, that was one little piece of evidence for the investigators. Well, again, they bound and gag Mr. Koza, hit him with this decorative rock, then put him in the truck. Now, this is Mr. Koza's truck. They take the truck to the gas station. They're then on the surveillance video at the gas station. Then these two geniuses, apparently as Jonah, the guy in this situation, he takes gas, pours it all over the truck, and there's a video that this girl Kylie took of Jonah lighting the truck on fire. Now, it was very easy to see that it was both, you know, these two. Again, this is allegedly just because, you know, it's what I should say. But it was clear because they were on the Bass Pro Shop cameras. Then they were on, you know, social media with the video they posted. And then they were on the cameras from the gas station where they had the truck and they were getting all this gas. And so there was all of this evidence that led right to them. Why are they so dumb that they would post a video of them doing the crime? That's another thing. Like, what was the motive to throw your entire life away to take this man's life? All right, we get back. There's more to this story. And this is the part that got me. We talk often about juveniles committing crimes and ending up right back on the streets. Well, lo and behold, Jonah Poole, the young man in this story, he is very well known to police. And he's only 18 years old. We'll discuss when we get back.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of already low 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get savings at res-q.com today.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Many conservatives and broadcast media are on the air today because of the trail that was blazed by Rush Limbaugh. Rush showed us all that truth coupled with courage could take you a long way in educating and encouraging the masses. Jesus said to know the truth would set you free. And whereas he was speaking of freedom from the bondage of sin through the truth of Christ the Savior, Rush Limbaugh showed us that the same principle also works in human affairs as it plays out in the political arena. We saw that in the last election as 75 million voters, armed with the truth, made their voice heard. And thanks to Rush Limbaugh, we've been emboldened to continue our search for truth and freedom moving forward. One last note on Rush. Because he was a believer in the saving power of Christ, he is experiencing the zenith of true freedom right now in heaven above. I never had the opportunity to meet him here on earth, but because of our shared Christian faith, that will be rectified when I meet him in heaven. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Elon is not happy with Trump's big, beautiful bill.
You're a man's man, man. And more importantly, your hand, while firm and masculine, is soft as a velvet child.
And feminism has completely backfired on women. It's an utter Marxist failure. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the unfortunate tragic murder of Edward Koza. If you missed any of this, Edward Koza is the gentleman truly missed by family and friends. Again, condolences to his family and friends. Of the gentleman that was found in a burning car in Davidsonville. Now, I looked at this story last week, and I was actually going to mention it yesterday, but then we got carried on to, I don't even know what we were discussing yesterday, to be honest with you. We were all over the place. Squatters, you name it. But, you know, the more and more I looked at the story, and now that they're talking about the 18-year-olds that are apparently both suspects in this case, and like I said, there's overwhelming evidence that it's these two, by the way. You can see them on the gas station cameras. You see them at the cameras, on the cameras, I should say, at the Bass Pro Shop in Anne Arundel County. Then you see them, you know, on social media because Kylie Dakes, the girl involved in this, she actually filmed Jonah Poole, I guess that's her boyfriend, setting the truck on fire, which had Edward Koza inside. Now, we were told, and this is what I want to believe. I want to believe Edward Koza was killed before they put him in the truck and lit it on fire. They're saying that he was hit in the head with a decorative rock. They did not say whether or not that is what killed him. I am one of those people where I just hope that that was the case. And I hope that he was not alive when they set that truck on fire. But again, what is up with our young people? What is up with our young people? This is something that you would hear from like a serial killer, right? This is extremely sick. Now, we did find out that Jonah Poole actually worked there before, but he only had worked there for 4 days, okay? Now, we were told that it did seem like it was a robbery going wrong, but I do wonder, was it a robbery gone wrong? Because they have not mentioned what was taken, and maybe they just cannot do so at this time. So we'll continue to wait and see what happens and what pulls up there. But when I'm looking at this, I know that this kid, Jonah Poole, worked there for 4 days. They said last summer he was there. I said, okay, so this guy knew Edward Koza, right, this kid. He knew whether or not there was cash there on site. If you go to Tropic Bay, that is the name of this koi pond shop that Edward Koza owned, you go to their Facebook page or even their website, the overwhelming number of positive reviews over the years. I mean, you could just get a glimpse on how great this guy Edward was and what a great community member he was, raising money for different causes. Just look at the reviews for Tropic Bay. The community lost a great man. I wanted to just fill you in on just kid Jonah Poole real quick. I saw where these kids are both 18 years old. They were expected to graduate this week. That's been thrown away, obviously. I do hope they get the max if they are, in fact, the ones that are, you know, convicted of this murder. Because it's just that heinous. I don't want Jonah Poole or Kylie Dakes on any grounds with anybody. I think they should be behind bars for the rest of their lives. This is just where I'm at with this. Because it's that sick. Okay? I did want to note Jonah Poole, the young man involved. And just so you know, they both have been charged with first and second degree murder, assault, arson, and conspiracy to commit murder, right? So this is premeditated. Jonah Poole also faces charges, listen to this, related to a separate robbery at Pirates Cove Restaurant the week prior, okay? This was put out there by the DMV Daily. There are many people commenting on this post. And someone who knows Jonah Poole says, yeah, he had been released and he was out for 2 days before they committed this sick crime against Edward Koza. According to other comments, and I believe those that say they know him on the sick, one of the commenters said he is very well known to police. He has had a troubled childhood. Is this one of those individuals that was in and out of juvie and given all these second chances because people like Vincent Schiraldi and friends believe that they can be rehabilitated, again, in facilities where there's clearly no reform happening at all? Is he one of these kids? Because if he is, this goes back to who? Vincent Schiraldi and Governor Wes Moore. They better pray this Jonah Poole wasn't in and out of juvie. They better pray. Because again, we have been seeing this time and time again with these violent, repeat young offenders. And it sounds like Jonah Poole is also one of those. All right, coming up next, I want to get to Baltimore City and BPD and what they're asking for as far as their budget for next year.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The family of the Egyptian national accused in the fiery anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado last Sunday has been detained by immigration authorities. Mohammed Solomon's wife and 5 children could face deportation. Tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in most countries have doubled to 50% as of today. President Trump says the U.S. has allowed itself to be ripped off by its trading partners for far too long. Former Doge chief Elon Musk has come out against the president's budget and tax cut bill. It's now under consideration in the Senate. Iran supreme leader rejecting President Trump's demands that Tehran halt uranium enrichment as part of any deal with the U.S. to lift economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic. The Dow is up 73 points, the Nasdaq ahead 54. More details, srnnews.com.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante in Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Welcome back, Colton Cowser. Cowser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back, turn it around. It is gone! Welcome back, Colton Cowser.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Cowser's first game back from the IL after missing 54, a success, propelling the Birds to a 5-1 series opening win over the Mariners. Baltimore with 13 hits in all, Tomo Sugano with 7 innings of one-run ball, and the Birds have now won 4 in a row for the first time this season. After the game, Cowser on his return.
Felt good to be back. Legs were shaking a little bit the first day. But I don't know, I got to get a little nerves out of the way, but a lot of fun being back.
Best stretch of the season for Baltimore, winning 7 of their last 9. They'll try to extend that tonight with Kate Povich on the Hill at 9:40 p.m. Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, not good enough for the Knickerbockers, who fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. In his 5 years leading New York, Thibodeau made the playoffs 4 times. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Raven says no to the Olympics. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be quite a bit warmer for the afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could even see a few lower 90s by the end of the day. Also going to see some more of that humidity as we reach the afternoon. Temps stay well above average into Thursday, and we are tracking our next weather maker with some showers Friday and into Saturday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Money, 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 money. Money. find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the unfortunate murder of Edward Koza in Davisonville, Maryland. Body found in a burning car, his burning truck, by the way. And we'll continue to wait and hear what happens there. But the kids involved, yes, kids, only 18 years old, they've been charged with first-degree murder, arson, conspiracy to commit murder, and so many other things. But Jonah Poole, the boy, I guess you could call him a young man at this point, right, 18, he had been arrested previously for robbery at Pirates Cove. Now, I want to think the only reason why we know that is because he was 18 years old at the time of that robbery. But as I mentioned, there are people in the comments saying that he was in and out of juvenile detention centers his entire childhood. And if that's the case, this is again just showing how these kids are not being reformed. The rehabilitation is not working. It's not happening. And I do wonder, because, you know, we do things over and over again, especially with the school system, that don't work. And we still keep doing it. We still keep funding it. Is that what we're doing for rehabilitation of these kids? Are they trying to do the same thing over and over again every single year? And it's just not. Look, if you're only rehabilitating 10 to 20% of them, clearly you need to do something differently. And I don't know what the case may be. And maybe one day we'll be able to talk to somebody that can shed some light on it. I did tell you last week, somebody from Baltimore City's social services, she did get back to me. So we're going to try to figure out a date where she could come on the show and I could talk to her. But these are one of the things that I'm going to ask her. You know, with these kids in and out of DJS, how many of them are actually being rehabilitated? Because it doesn't sound like any of them have been rehabilitated. It sounds like they're becoming better criminals when they are behind bars. Again, these are all questions that I have. I did want to move on to the Baltimore City Police Department and their budget request. And I wanted to move on to that because obviously they're also dealing with the juvenile problem, right? They're now Uber drivers and baby daddies and baby mamas for the juveniles across the city. Apparently, many of these kids are neglected, don't have homes, don't have parents, don't have guidance. And so now, you know, we're subsidizing, you know, parenthood, basically. I know it's not funny because I'm sure the police are tired of dealing with these same teenagers over and over again. But they're requesting more money, and I can see why. But they're also talking about the fact that there's still vacancies and there's still a lot of work to be done. I want to say, and this is what I was talking about yesterday as far as self-inflicted wounds in this state, especially in Baltimore City, I want to say to those members of council that are complaining about the budget request from BPD, if they're complaining about the staffing shortages, if they're complaining about how things are operated within BPD, then they might want to look in a mirror. I don't think that this is on the police, and I don't think, honestly, I don't think it's on the it's on the commissioner. I don't even think that it's all, you know, solely on the consent decree. I think city council members and the climate of vilifying police across this country, I think that's what's to blame. Take a listen to this audio, and then we'll discuss on the other side.
Thank you for the opportunity to present the Baltimore Police Department's fiscal year 2026 budget.
The Baltimore City Police Department, frontline with city council members. BPD facing its budget hearing Tuesday. First, top of mind for Police Commissioner Richard Worley, the department's successes, including more than a 23% drop in the number of both homicides and non-fatal shootings.
We did something that had never been done before since we've been keeping records. We went under seven homicides. We had five homicides for the month of April.
But then worry over an ongoing issue. Council members looking for answers, a resolution for two key concerns, staffing shortages and the cost of excessive overtime.
I would like you to talk a little bit about what you are doing to curtail excessive overtime. We should be clear about how much overtime we're going to need so that it's not year over year council signing supplemental budgets to support on the back end overtime spending that was already spent.
And that is Councilman Zeke Cohen there talking. Okay. Keith Daniels has a report. You heard Commissioner Worley. He was talking about the amount of money that they need. He was talking about some of the results that they've had and how they believe that things are getting better. Now, I am one to believe that things are getting a little better, you know, in the police department. Do I believe that the homicides and non-fatals or shootings are down because of GVRS or anything that Brandon Scott is doing? No, I don't believe that at all. I don't. I think you've got real prosecutors in the state's attorney's office. I think you had Eric Barron. You had the Al Capone-style tactics that they were using to apprehend some of these criminals. I think Anthony Brown, the AG, even though he focuses a lot on Trump, he has made some significant arrests when it comes to cartels and others that are really, you know, the big kingpins, I guess you could say, behind some of these things. And I think all of these things make a difference. But if GVRS really worked, if it truly worked, and I just want to say this, if that truly worked, why on earth are juveniles out of control? Most of these juveniles are out on the street. If you're telling me Safe Streets and all these other programs and organizations, in the mayor's office, you have an African-American male engagement office, which we heard from Kenny Ebron, our friend, that the guy running it, Bundley, he's not doing a fantastic job, even though he does make a lot of noise in the city. But we wouldn't have all these issues with young African-American men if it was truly working, if they were really doing their job. Yes or no? The answer is yes. And that supposedly is GVRS. The sidestep program that they have that we learned about from Ivan Bates over there at the Juvenile Justice Department's intake center, where they're basically paying teenagers not to commit crimes, even though they're still committing crimes. So I don't believe it's GVRS. And I believe that if it really truly worked, we wouldn't have a juvenile crime problem. That's how I feel about that. On the other hand of this, and they're asking for $600 million for their budget request, by the way. You have Councilman Zeke Cohen sitting there nonchalantly talking about police overtime. This is what really, really grinds my gears here. Councilman Zeke Cohen is one of those members of council, one of the elected officials that was very vocal about defunding the police. And you don't have to take my word for it. He still has all of this stuff posted on his Facebook page. If you go to Councilman Zeke Cohen's Facebook page, you will see, just go down to 2020, just go to the year 2020. You will see where he was with the protesters. You will see where he was with those that were holding the signs, defund the police. You will see the strongly worded emails and press releases that he put out that he screenshotted and has there in his photo section. He's got it all there. He is calling on everybody to do what they were doing for George Floyd. And I mean, the whole 9 yards. City councilman at the time, now city council president, Zeke Cohen. You can find all of it there on his Facebook. He didn't even delete it. Didn't even delete it. Now he's sitting there looking at Commissioner Worley square in the eyes. Because, again, he's the city council president, right? So he holds the pen for the budget and everything else, right? He's on the Board of Estimates. He makes the decisions. That's why he wanted to be city council president, by the way, because he wanted to control the purse, which was very obvious and on his platform as he was running for office, right? And that's fine. If you believe that they weren't spending money properly, if you think Nick Mosby was doing a terrible job and he was just allowing Brandon Scott to do whatever he wants, that's fine. But I will also note, Zeke Cohen, you're not doing that great of a job either, especially when you still have this situation where Mayor Brandon Scott can approve of his own spending in Las Vegas along with his staff. All right? We'll go ahead and just set that to a side for a second, okay? On top of all of this, not just the overtime, but the staffing shortages in the police department, when you sit there and you tell everybody that the police are corrupt, the police are a gang, the police are the reason that you're seeing the crime and violence, when you sit there and you vilify the police for over a year, calling to defund the police, which Mayor Brandon Scott, let's not forget, he originally defunded the police as soon as he got in office in 2020. Don't ever forget that. He defunded the police by $24 million. He then had to go back and refund the police by $28 million. Why? Because then he knew it was a mistake. The problem, it was already too late. It was too late. You could go to Mayor Brandon Scott's Facebook page, and you could see some of the things that he said back in 2020 and 2019, where he blamed the police again for the crime and violence. He blamed the police, said that they weren't doing their job. Then he gets in office, right? And what does he say? We can't arrest our way out of this. We can't do that. We need social services. We need, you know, more. No. No, because now what is he saying here in 2025? He's saying, oh, yeah, we're arresting our way out of it. Duh. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Common Sense. Many of us have been saying this from day one, but you two were so stupid, you kept saying things like this. So here now, we're in this situation where Zeke Cohen, Mayor Brandon Scott, are upset with the fact that they need so much money and they still have a hard time recruiting in the police department. Well, guys, again, take out the mirrors. Look into them. It's on you, buddy. You're the reason, Zeke Cohen, that they're accruing all this overtime. It's you. The audacity for him to sit in that seat with a smug look on his face, you know, on top of it. Well, we got to figure out why you're accruing so much overtime. What are you doing to mitigate that? How are you doing as far as recruiting? And everybody's, they're just sitting there. This is why they know I can't be in the room. I can't be in the room. Because everybody's just sitting there looking at this guy smugly say these things as if he's not the problem. Councilman Zeke Cohen, if you're upset about the overtime, go have a conversation with yourself. Ask yourself why you thought it was a good idea to vilify the police department and to make it so that nobody wanted to be a police officer in the city of Baltimore. Ask yourself that. Then, while you're asking yourself this question, because I'll go back to this if I ever see you in person, while you ask yourself that question, I want you to ask yourself why you thought it was important 2 summers ago to tell everybody and the police department that they should not use Foxtrot to get some of these teenagers that were jumping the fences and going into some of these city pools after hours. Why did you do that? And did you ever apologize to the family of the 16-year-old that drowned because he decided to jump the fence and go into a pool that was unattended, and Foxtrot no longer went above these pools to tell the kids to get out of the pools because it was a safety issue, because you, Councilman Zeke Cohen, you are the one that then said that it should be prohibited. Have you ever called the family and apologized? Now, of course, that kid has his own personal responsibility, and so do the parents. But it was you, Councilman Zeke Cohen, that decided that Foxtrot should not tell these kids to get out of the pool after hours because you tried to make it seem as though that it was racist to do so. That 16-year-old is dead. I will never forget, and don't you dare think I will. And so now you sit here at this budget request meeting. And yes, you've got the power of the pen because you're the city council president. But if you even think about not giving the police department what they're asking for, boy, oh boy, will you get an earful from me. I might actually go down to City Hall and say something myself. And trust me, the energy that I have on X, I got a lot more of that in person. They need the money. They have had positive results. Write the check. Write the check. Maybe next time, we'll think twice before we decide to vilify our first responders. The people that are running into dangerous situations for people they've never met. You still have the fire department still asking for money. Mayor Brandon Scott won over Sheila Dixon, I believe, with the endorsement for the fire department, promising the fire department that he was going to give them some more money. Has he done it? No, has not done it. Where's the check? If there's anything that you should be funding in the city of Baltimore, it is not illegal immigrants, as Councilwoman Odette Ramos has been screaming about for the past 3 days. It should be our first responders. There's even a situation now where they're understaffed at the 911 call center. People aren't even getting through. They're being put on hold. Nobody's answering. And you're second guessing whether or not you should fully fund the police department? Are you kidding me? And again, where are the social workers? Where are the social workers? Because I recall all the press conferences, we're not saying really defund the police. We're saying we would like to allocate the funds to social workers. Where are they? Oh, let me guess. You didn't have any then, you don't have any now. And they're not showing up at a scene where they could possibly be shot and killed. Is that what's going on? They don't want to do ride-alongs? Is that what's happening? Really? Seriously? Social workers didn't want to be in the line of fire? Oh, wow. You fooled me. This is what we have in Baltimore City. It's insanity because the people making decisions have a very low IQ. The unfortunate part is the people that are voting for them, well, their IQ's even lower. And so here you have it. And so, yes, as I said earlier today, this is why I don't talk about city council as much. Because it is. It's frustrating. It is totally frustrating because it's just stupidity on top of stupidity. And it's never going to change because, unfortunately, in the city of Baltimore, for some reason, you've got some people on one side making money off of the crime, the violence, and the mayhem. And on the other side, you got people that are too stupid to understand that people are making money off the crime, the violence, and the mayhem. So talking about it just seems ridiculous at this point. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com.
All right, coming up next, we will be joined by Brian Fletcher from the Free State Gun Range. He's going to walk us through some of this this decision made by the Supreme Court. I know a lot of you care about your Second Amendment right, just like I do. And there's many of you that do go to whether the gun ranges, some of you that purchase certain style guns. And I know, I understand that there shouldn't be a ban on any type of styled gun. But that's what we're looking at these days. Like I said yesterday, it's funny. It's like everybody's like, oh, the First Amendment right is we got to protect it, this, da, 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 which I agree. When it comes to Second Amendment right, for some reason, the other side of the aisle just doesn't get it. Before the break, we were talking about Baltimore City Police Department and their budget requests. Again, just to kind of wrap that up, they better write the check. They better write the check. And if they don't write the check, I hope that they call out people like Councilman Zeke Cohen and others that got us in this position where you are looking for more police officers to recruit. And while you have so many police officers accruing overtime, it's because of their ridiculousness back in 2020 during the Defund the Police movement. Speaking of Zeke Cohen real quick, and I'll leave him alone for the day. I did want to just play this audio piece. The BGE spokesperson, he came forward because remember we were talking to our friend in Westminster from BGE, and I posted the clip online, and Zeke Cohen got in my case and said, well, no, this BGE employee, he's wrong. That's not what's going on with the rate hikes. Take a listen.
Not pleased, not thoroughly surprised either.
Not happy.
What can you do?
BGE customers say it's another high bill added to their plate. BGE says the cost stems from increasing electricity prices.
Demand is going up.
BGE spokesperson Nick Alexopoulos says that's because there's not enough power plants in Maryland to meet the energy demand. Plus, he says some plants are retiring.
PJM, the interconnection, the regional grid operator, has determined that those power plants have to run past their retirement date to maintain reliability of the entire electric grid in the region.
And customers are footing the bill. Alexopoulos says based on historical averages for those paying for gas and electric through BGE, you could see an estimated $40 increase.
Now that said, if July is much hotter than expected, those bills are going to be higher because you're going to be using more energy.
BGE advises customers to get their HVAC system serviced, lower the water heater temperature, and raise the thermostat.
Again, that was the BGE spokesperson basically outlining how the BGE employee that called the show was absolutely correct. It was because of shutting down the plants. Now that they shut down the plants, like many of you guys know, and I know, you know, like I know, that's the reason. That is the reason. So Zeke Cohen, whatever you were saying, that nonsense you were spewing on X, clean it up, delete it, do whatever you have to do. Because BGE is saying that is not the case. It is because of silly policies that you support that shut down a lot of these plants. Again, coming up next, we'll be joined by Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range, and we will talk about the decisions made at the Supreme Court just this week.